Namaskar. For starters, I wish my brothers and sisters of Kerala a safe Onam. I know I can't wish them a happy Onam because there is no much to be happy about. Yes, I'm talking about Kerala, and I want to talk about one particular aspect of the entire rescue and relief work. And that aspect is UAE offered Kerala 700 crores. The central government told the state government not to accept that 700 crores because there is a policy that was formulated which stops government from accepting foreign aids, especially from the foreign government. The state government of Kerala says, hey, unfair. We need money and why shouldn't we accept that money? Now, for starters, first of all, unlike what is said in social media, this decision of not taking foreign funds was not something that Narendra Modi started. This decision was started on December 2004 by PM Manmohan Singh, and he said, we feel that we can cope with the situation on our own and we will take help only if needed. In 2004, he said, listen, I do not want foreign help for my country. If we have national disasters, we have natural disasters, we will take care of our natural disasters. Of course, if we need help, we will of course come to you. But till then, we will take care of our national disaster. Good. Good. Because economically, we are doing well, better than most other countries in this world. And looking and taking that into consideration, a decision of not going for arms or going for help to other countries to help us, our own citizens, during their national disaster is a good policy. We have monies. Our treasury is not empty. We have quite sufficient funds in our treasury. So through that extent, good decision. So what the center advised the state government and asked them to not take that 700 crores from UAE was possibly not a bad decision. Because we are self-sufficient. We are an economic power. And we do not need money from others. We are a country which has scams of more than 10,000 and 15,000 crores. So yes, the government said don't take money from them. To that extent, it is fine. And also the fact that this was not a decision that was made by Modi. This was a decision that was going on from 2004. Now, where is the problem? The problem is the government of Kerala lost around 20,000 crores in the floods. There was 20,000 crores worth of economic loss for Kerala government. The Kerala state government asked the central government to give them a sanction of 2,300 crores immediately. They said, we need that urgently to get our lives back to normal. Kerala has been taken at least 3 decades back due to this flood. Infrastructure spoiled, roads spoiled, airport spoiled, bus station spoiled. So they are having huge problem. They said 2,300 crores, at least we can get back to our lives. Not the way it was, but at least from a basic perspective. The government promised around 680 crores. They promised, they first gave them 80 crores, then they promised 100 crores, and then they promised another 500 crores. UAE offered them 700 crores, government of India offered them 500 crores. But khair, theek hai, jo bhi hai. But they promised 680 crores, out of which only 80 crores has been actually given to the state government. 600 crores has just been a promise till now. It has not been transferred to the state government's coffers. So what has been given is 80 crores. Now, 2,300 crores is the need and what they got is 80 crores. Now, that's where the problem starts. What does the state government do? How does the state government resurrect themselves with 80 crores? 80 crores mein building resurrect nahi ho sakta. Ek state kya resurrect hoga? And that's where the problem is. That's where the people of Kerala and the state government of Kerala says, hey, you know what? You're not giving me money. You're not allowing UAE to give me money. And I completely agree to the fact that we should not be accepting monies from other states, other countries, because we don't need. We are a rich country. We are a developing country. We have a very strong economy. We don't need anybody's alms. We can manage ourselves. But the sad part is, why is this money not yet been given? Another thing that the state government of Kerala, and especially the chief minister of Kerala, has brought about is that he talks about an amendment that Mr. Narendra Modi brought about in 2016. The amendment actually says, as a matter of policy, the government of India does not issue any appeal for foreign assistance in the wake of a disaster. However, if the national government of another country voluntarily offers assistance as goodwill gesture in solidarity with the disaster victims, the central government may accept the offer. This was the amendment made to the National Management Disaster Plan in 2016. This is what the Kerala state government is talking about. They say, bhai, amendment to hua hai, why are you not following it? No. This amendment is no different than what Manmohan Singh actually placed on the table. Even Manmohan Singh in 2004 had said that we will take the money if it is needed. And even Narendra Modi says the same. He also said that if it is needed, we will take it. We are open to that. But proviso if we need it. What the central government is still insisting is that we don't need it because we are equipped enough to handle, give you that money. And that's exactly the difference. Now, the problem is, like I said, principally, absolutely correct. We should not take money from other states. We have enough money. But practically, if you are going to give 80 crores versus the 2,300 crores that the state is asking for and expecting the state to keep quiet and wait for money to trickle in, it is going to be a problem. Forget about what the politics is, but the people are definitely being harmed here. This is as far as the actual policies are. Now, you know, we have a whole lot of people writing on social media. Commies, that is Communist Party, is taking money from other country. You know, you are going begging for other countries. You are taking, you know, you are seen as beggars if you go and take money from other country. What are these people talking about? Basically, these people lack knowledge and education. India has been accepting money to cope up with their national disaster right from 1947. To almost 2004. We have taken money from America, we have taken money from Thailand, we have taken money from Russia, we have taken money from England, we have taken money from almost every country. It is only after 2004 where we said, no, we are not going to take any more money, we are now economically very self-sufficient. So the fact is, before you write such remarks, first of all, put yourself in the place of a victim in Kerala. A person who doesn't have a house, a person who is staying in a camp, a person who had a lovely life till almost 2 weeks back and currently staying in a camp, what is he going to currently think of? Giving his child and his family food, or what is he going to think of, your ego? So basically, writing in social media is damn easy. Most of the people who write in social media doesn't even know where Kerala is in the map and absolutely have no idea what Kerala is suffering. But yeah, you take out this thing and write. Another last thing before I end. I wanted to talk about this. I have spoken about it in my Twitter and my Facebook page. I found this lady. I don't know who this lady is. I don't even know whether she's genuinely a person or she's another IT cell. But a lady writes, breaking, due to floods, Kerala government cancelled Independence Day celebration on 15th of August. Also cancelled Onam festivities next Sunday. But Bakri Eid will be celebrated in Kerala. Pools of blood will flow. Kurbani will be given at a safe place. Thank you, CM of Kerala. This lady, sitting in a North Indian state, talks about what is happening in Kerala. She has absolutely no idea of the ground reality. Independence Day was not celebrated in Kerala. Fact. Onam possibly may not be celebrated in Kerala. Fact. But neither was Bakri Eid celebrated in Kerala. That is a fact she needs to know. I request with folded hands. If you can help, fine, but don't harm. Namaskar.